Hi everyone, I hope you're all well. Obviously it's Rachel here. I just wanted to let you know that I've got a new microphone and this is me basically testing it out. I've been meaning to get a proper professional microphone now for a good year and I just haven't got round to it before because, to be honest with you, technology and me don't really go well together. I usually have issues getting anything like this to work or I break it. but you know what? So far, I'm actually very impressed. So I was recommended that I get this mic set up. I've gone for the Marantz MPM 1000, if that means anything to anybody. It reminds me of Harry Potter Nimbus 2000. Yeah, so a big Harry Potter fan over here. Actually, I'm probably more of a Harry Potter nerd than a Disney nerd. Like, if there was going to be a quiz on like Harry Potter and Disney trivia, I am fairly certain I would score higher on the Harry Potter like quiz than I would the Disney one. There's a thought for you. Also, I'm going to go completely off topic now, but here's a little fact you might not know about me. You actually definitely won't know about me. I met JK Rowling when I was 15 and I cried. I literally cried like a baby because she's, oh my God. Anyway, I'm a big Harry Potter fan. And I got a new mic. That's what you've learned from this so far. Oh God, it's going really well. Basically, the microphone might not be set up 100% professionally. You might be able to hear a little bit of background noise or whatever, but honestly, when I listened to it back, I was like, oh my God, this is fucking incredible. Why didn't I do it before? So I'm so impressed with it and I'm still kind of getting used to it, which is why I'm waffling and just talking to you guys now because I want to hear what it sounds like and it's basically me just testing it out. But I did have a couple of updates and stuff that I wanted to talk to you about as well. So, yeah, I just thought I would use this as a good opportunity for that. So, I have at least two more audios coming for you in January. One of them I am really excited to record. I'm actually going to record it after this. I'm that excited. It's a story that I've wrote myself. I wrote it in the bath, which is pretty standard for me. If I'm going to do any naughty writing, I will do it in the bath. And it's... Do you know what I'm going to tell you? Yeah, it's based on a true life experience. So there you go. That's exciting. I think that's always like where it's a horror movie and it's like based on a true story. And it's like, oh God, that makes it fucking 10 times scarier. What I've written about is based on a true story that's kind of ongoing at the moment. So hopefully it'll make it 10 times hotter. We'll see. so that's the one that I'm going to record after this, like directly after I finish recording this. And then I've also got a script fill that I'm going to do. It's quite a lot longer than anything I've done before, but I was waiting specifically for my new microphone to do it. I'm really excited to record it. I'm not going to give you any spoilers about that yet though, because I like to just post them. But it will be with you by the end of January. So that you've got at least those two to look forward to. So that's what's going on the audio front. I know a lot of you have really been enjoying the pictures and the videos that I've been posting recently. And I've had some really lovely messages about my body and the content that I post. And honestly, that gives me... It sounds really silly, but it does give me such a boost. And it's lovely. It really does make me feel... I don't know, it just makes me feel warm inside. And I love taking them. I love buying like sexy things to wear. And yeah, I love it. But, and there's a big but, I found out recently that my pictures have been being leaked. That didn't even make any sense. They have been leaked to a porn website. And obviously I know that that was a risk. When I posted the pictures that there was a risk of that happening. Which is obviously why I don't ever include any of my face or anything like that. But to actually see it being done and to see the pictures on that site, it really upset me, because I don't know if it's a fucking bot or what it, like, how it works, but to know that somebody is saving them and distributing them, it puts me off. It's really put me off posting anything else. So I'm going to take a break from posting the pictures and videos for now. It's not to say I'm never going to do it again, but I think I will just be much more cautious as to where I post them, because I was noticing that the only pictures that were leaked were from when I had posted to like a different subreddit. For example, I posted to like the curvy subreddit, and then all the pictures that I posted to there were leaked. But if I just posted something to my followers, nothing of that had been leaked. So it's not to say, like I said, that I'm never going to post again, but I'm definitely just going to have a bit of a break from posting pictures for now. So that's like a bit of a sad update, but anyway, I've got to kind of limit something, you know. I can't keep, there comes a point where you need to think, no, there's a line, and I'm very good at like going very, very close to the line, sometimes crossing the line and then thinking, shit, I need to backtrack. And that's kind of what's happened now, because I have, in real life, I have quite a sensitive job, and yeah, I just want to be careful. And then the other thing, it's not really an update, it's more of a kind of an asking you guys, kind of, what would you like to hear from me this year? Do you like it when I do script feels? I know that my first ever ramble fat that I posted, you guys seem to really like, and I had so much fun recording that. You have no idea. It's legit, and it's me, and oh God, there was something so hot about having a real intimate moment shared like that, that it just turns me on like crazy. So I really enjoyed doing that, and I want to do more of them. But please tell me in the comments, is there anything you would like to hear from me specifically this year? Let me know. And I was also going to ask you, if anybody knows of any collabs that are going on or anything like that, I would love to be a part of something like that. I still haven't done a collab on Gone Wild Audio yet. Whether it's with one female or lots of other females, it's just something I haven't been part of. And I think it's because I'm not on Twitter and I'm not on Discord. And I'm not going to get a Twitter or a Discord, because to be honest with you, there's nothing that I would post on there that I don't post on here or share with you on here. So I just don't feel like, I feel like, what's the point of having a Twitter when I'm going to share everything with you on Reddit anyway? It would just be duplicating. I just don't see the point. So I feel like that's why maybe I haven't been included in some stuff in the past, but I would really like to be. So if anyone knows of anything, or if there's any females that listen to me that would like to collab on something, please do reach out, because I would be, yeah, it's highly likely that I'm going to want to collab with you. So I think that's just about everything that I wanted to say. It was just kind of a quick update really, but as always, just thank you for your continued support, you know, commenting, having calls with me. It really does mean a lot to me that you guys enjoy what I post. And yeah, I'm very lucky to have such lovely followers and supporters. Anyway, enough of me rambling. I think my mic is working fine, fingers crossed. And I can't wait for you to hear what I post next. So have a great rest of your day or night or whenever this is, and speak to you soon.